Penguin Random House Audio presents Profit First. Transform your business from a cash-eating monster to a money-making machine by Mike Michalowicz. And read by me, Mike Michalowicz. As a bonus, throughout this audiobook, I'll tell you some real-life stories from Profit First professionals. Plus, stay tuned after the audiobook for an interview and an original Profit First song. Before we get started, I'm going to go all in on this reading for you. I'm going to give you everything I've got. And this knowledge will transform your business, I assure you. I do have an ask for you. Please go all in with me. Take notes, listen to your intuition, and my gosh, apply this stuff. Because when you apply it, you will see results. All right, let's do this. For my daughter, Adela, and her piggy bank. Introduction. I'm a fool. I never forget the day Debbie Horovitz stood before me and cried. Through her tears, she kept babbling, "I'm a fool," over and over again. Debbie, the entrepreneur behind Social Sparkle and Shine Agency, a Toronto, California firm that specializes in social media services, had approached me at a Creative Live event in San Francisco. I was there to teach business growth strategies for my second book, The Pumpkin Plan. During one of the event sessions, I explained the basic concept of the Profit First system. One of the tools of Profit First is the instant assessment, a way to quickly gauge the real financial health of your business. When I ran the assessment on a volunteer attendee, the Profit First system clicked for everyone in the room. All Creative Live presentations are simultaneously broadcast live online, and 8,000 viewers had tuned in for my event. Tweets and comments started flying in from all over the world. Because the instant assessment is so fast and easy, I wasn't totally surprised to see the many comments from online viewers saying that they had assessed their business right then and there. Entrepreneurs, CEOs, freelancers, business owners, everyone shared how relieved they were to learn this simple method. It was as though they had each experienced a sudden total clarity, an instant jolt of confidence about the money side of their businesses. Then Debbie found me during the break and said, "Could we put my business through the instant assessment?" "Sure," I said. "It only takes a minute or two." Pen in my mouth, people bustling all around us, I ran through it right then and there, as if Debbie and I were in a world of our own. I scrolled her annual revenue number on the board. We ran the percentages. Debbie looked at the results and started to shake with sobs. She couldn't bear to look at where she was or where the instant assessment said she should be. "I've been a fool," she said, tears streaming down her face. "Everything I've done over the last 10 years is wrong. I am such a fool. I'm a fool. I am a fool." Let me admit it right now. I'm a co-crier. When people cry, I go there with them. As soon as Debbie started, my eyes welled up with tears, and the pen in my mouth dropped to the floor. I put my arm around her to try to comfort her. For 10 years, Debbie had put her soul into her business, giving it everything she had, sacrificing her personal life in order to give her business life. And yet, she didn't have a dime or a successful business to show for it. Of course, she knew the truth of her struggles all along, but she had chosen to dance around that truth and continued to live in denial. Putting your nose to the grindstone is a really easy way to cover up an unhealthy business. We think that if we can just work harder, longer, better, if we can just hold out, something good will happen one day. Something big is just around the corner, right? Something just like magic will wipe away all of that debt, financial stress, and worry. After all, don't we deserve that? Isn't that how this story is supposed to end? No, my friend, that's only in the movies. Nothing like what we experience in real life. After Debbie ran the instant assessment, she had to face reality. Her business was sinking. For the prior 10 years, it had been a struggle to stay afloat, and it was taking her down with it. She kept saying, "I am a fool. I am a fool." Those words tore into me because I'd been there. I understood exactly how it felt to face the naked truth about my business, my bank account, my strategies, and my hard-fought success. I first designed Profit First to fix my own financial problems. It worked. Actually, it more than worked. It was a miracle. Years of struggle and financial troubles were fixed, not overnight, but in hours. I wondered whether Profit First would work just for me and my flawed brain, or whether it would serve others. So, tried it with another business I co-own. Now, quick note, this is a business I used to co-own. I've exited from that business. It continues to be successful. Just wanted you to know that. It's a small leather manufacturer in St. Louis. And it worked. I tried it with other businesses, large and small. It worked. I wrote about it in my first book in a small, easily overlooked paragraph in The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur. And then something happened. I started getting email from other entrepreneurs who said they tried it and seen results. I wrote about it in the Wall Street Journal, and more success stories rolled in. After I wrote my second book, The Pumpkin Plan, I included the Profit First system in my speeches. It was after I met Debbie at the Creative Live event when I realized entrepreneurs needed more than just a paragraph or a chapter on the subject. Too many business leaders lived and worked in tormented servitude to their businesses. I wanted to make a real difference for the Debbies and the Mikes of the world. I knew I had to write a book about Profit First. Profit First was first published in 2014, and since then, tens of thousands of entrepreneurs have implemented the system and transformed their businesses. They are not only generating a serious profit, they are growing their businesses big time. Two birds, one stone. Now, I have an update for you. I am re-recording the audio, and there are now hundreds of thousands of businesses that have implemented Profit First. In fact, our last estimate is we're just about to break 700,000 businesses that have implemented Profit First. We continue to get momentum, and I want to get momentum today with you, right now. So do this. As I write this updated version of the book, I am 35,000 feet up in the air flying somewhere over Pennsylvania or Texas, or maybe it's Russia. I travel so much these days that I rely on the pilot to tell me where I am. My fellow passengers are watching a movie they've already seen four times, catching up on work or resting their eyes with a gaping mouth and occasional snort. A few are looking out the windows at the clouds below. Me? I'm thinking about all the businesses we are flying over. There must be thousands of businesses below us at any given second. The Small Business Administration, SBA, states that there are 28 million small businesses in the United States alone. Today, as I read this, there's now 31 million small businesses in the U.S., 320 million small businesses globally. The SBA defines a small business as a company that generates $25 million or less in annual revenue. That includes my business, and I suspect it includes yours. Shoot, that even includes Justin Bieber's. His small business music sales pulled in only $18 million last year. So that's 31 million of us entrepreneurial weirdos in the United States alone. When you look at the full size of our global entrepreneurial family, you'll see that the number of small business stores passed 300 million. That's a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people with guts, smarts, and determination who decided they had something of value to offer the world and took a shot at building something out of it. That's you, buddy, an entrepreneur. You might be in the early startup phase, your plans and dreams written on a cocktail napkin or toilet paper. You know who you are, my TPE peeps. If you're just getting started, props to you. You'll be focusing on profit from day one, which will save your sanity, your bank account, and your ass. Maybe you've built a business or you are managing one. Maybe you read the first incarnation of my book and you want to kick your Profit First system up a notch. Regardless of your entrepreneurial status, you are a miracle worker, so to speak. You convert ideas into reality. You find customers. You make stuff for them. You deliver a service to them, and they pay you for it. You keep selling. And you keep delivering, you keep managing the money. All of us are smart, driven people. Really smart, really driven. But there is one really frigging, nagging problem. 8 out of 10 businesses fail. And the number one reason they fail is lack of profitability. According to a Babson College report, a lack of profitability is consistently the major reason cited for business discontinuation. Are you surprised? Probably not. I wasn't. It's true. And it makes me want to drown my sorrows in Margaritaville. The majority of small businesses and medium businesses, and even some big ones, are barely surviving. The guy driving the new Tesla, whose children go to private school via chauffeur, and who lives in a massive house and runs a $3 million company, is one bad month from declaring bankruptcy. I should know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?